Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This morning, more uneasiness among parents and students as school threats pop up on social media. This is a live look right now. Wake Forest High School. Schools are beefing up security once again today after these latest online posts.
Our temperatures are feeling pleasant this morning. 30s and 40s, still jacket weather. But I'll show you why temperatures begin to warm up and a little good news about our rain forecast for the weekend. A bill changing North Carolina's abortion laws is now sitting on Governor Cooper's desk. What that bill includes beyond a 12-week abortion ban and how the governor is fighting back. That bill has been on an unprecedented fast track. We've been moving through this week pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Here we are at a Friday and another beautiful sunrise for you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we kind of get used to this week. We've had similar temperatures each morning as we wake up. Mm-hmm. Things are getting better. That weekend forecast has gotten better every day. So can't wait for tomorrow, Elizabeth.
Right. By tomorrow, we're going to be just totally rain-free. And we'll be mostly rain-free over the weekend. We did have a good chance earlier in the week, but we keep trending drier and drier. Great news if you have outdoor plans. Beautiful morning if you're about to head out the door for a run or to walk the dog. Looks gorgeous out there. A little bit of cloud cover. And we'll be partly cloudy during the day today. It's 47 degrees in the triangle right now. And so it's cool everywhere. Our coolest spot is 37 in Roxborough. But everybody, at least on this map, is in the 40s. It's 41 in Southern Pines, 43 in South Hill, 46 degrees in Goldsboro. Hour by hour, it will be a milder afternoon. We'll see 70 degrees at lunchtime. We're in the mid-70s for highs this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. And look at this. We've been able to drop to a 20% chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. We have the first look at the high-resolution models for Sunday. We'll go through that. There could be an isolated thunderstorm, so we'll take a look coming up, Brian.
All right, 601 right now, Elizabeth, as we check traffic around the triangle. We're looking good overall. Up on Capitol Boulevard right around Durant Road, we had an overnight crash. I want to take you to some video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of that scene. We're still working to get some details about it, but you can see that that was a pretty big cleanup out there. The situation has largely been cleared at this point. Still, you might see some police activity there on Capitol Boulevard around Durant Road. Certainly not seeing any delays showing up on the sensor readings there. Elsewhere in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, major routes are all clear at the moment.
All right, Brian, thanks for that. At least four Wake County schools are increasing security this morning. And breaking news overnight, Chatham County schools are being added to this same following social media threats. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at Wake Forest High School for us this morning with what school officials are telling us about these threats. Naya?
Well, a handful of schools, nearly a handful of schools in Wake County are sadly dealing with what has become a common thing in our area to see with these threats. And parents are even reaching out to us, telling us that they're going to instead keep their children home today to keep them safe. Here's a list to show you of which schools received those threats. These are high schools that we're talking about. You've got Rollsville, Heritage, Wake Forest, and Leesville Road High School. Roseville telling parents in a letter that the threat that they received mentioned violence. Several principals posted on social media to warn that there are serious consequences for making threats against a school. Around midnight, Chatham County Sheriff Mike Robertson shared a Facebook. They will have deputies at schools this morning. He says a nonspecific threat is making rounds across the state and nation. Police are investigating here in Wake County as well. Naya Harden, WRAL News. In Wake Forest.
New restrictions on abortion are set to go into effect in North Carolina later this year unless a veto from Governor Cooper holds up. The bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks is now on its way to Cooper's desk after the state Senate passed it last night. That vote came 24 hours after the House passed the bill and 48 hours after it was introduced. Governor Cooper says he will veto the bill. And he called on North Carolinians to persuade Republican lawmakers to allow that veto to stand.
Look, right-wing politicians don't belong in the exam room with women and their doctors. They can't be trusted. Together, let's stop this dangerous abortion ban.
Now, Republicans have a supermajority by one vote in each chamber of the legislature. That means the governor would need just one lawmaker to break from party lines for his veto to stick.
Now, this bill moves to the governor's desk after a six-hour debate on the Senate floor. It ended with a party-line vote at the General Assembly. Here's a live look at it right now.
do you Democrats say that life begins? I have read your tweets and I have listened to your anti-life rhetoric.
Love this state, North Carolina native, but I'm absolutely horrified. Horrified at the prospect of having a child in my home state.
In addition to the 12-week ban, this bill creates more requirements for women to get an abortion. That includes multiple visits with a doctor prior to the procedure. Critics of the bill question whether that's feasible for women who live long distance from the clinics.
The family of a Raleigh man who died at the hands of police earlier this year is continuing its call for the officers who were involved to be fired. The family of Darrell Williams plans to give an update today about its meeting with the district attorney regarding an investigation into Raleigh PD's tactics. Williams died January 17th after an encounter with officers that ended with them using a taser on him several times. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is working with the family. Their news conference is scheduled for 1 this afternoon.
The job market may be taking a turn for the worse. The nation's latest job report is due out in just a couple of hours. 8:30 this morning, we'll find that. Analysts believe it'll show the labor market is cooling down after its red-hot recovery in the last 2 years. Experts predict that report will show the smallest monthly gain in new jobs since December of 2019, excluding the first few months of the pandemic. A report earlier this week from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed job openings declined, hiring was flat, and the number of layoffs spiked.
This morning, more than 6,000 people's personal information in Raleigh could be at risk. The FBI, Secret Service, and National Guard are all investigating a ransomware attack on the Raleigh Housing Authority. Officials say they noticed they were locked out of their computer systems Thursday morning. RHA's new CEO, Ashley Lommers-Johnson, says they immediately called law enforcement, and nearly 24 hours later, they are still searching for answers.
Brenda. To still find out what happened. We don't know the extent of the breach. We don't know a whole lot.
The cyber attack shut down the online payment system as well as the application process for residents in need of new housing. RHA officials say it's unclear what information was stolen and when things will return to normal. For now, residents can make payments in person. And if you have a maintenance request, that will need to be completed over the phone.
Hurricanes hit the ice again tonight, continuing their march in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Canes are hosting the New Jersey Devils. It is game two of their second round series. And the Canes look to take a 2-up lead after winning game one convincingly Wednesday night, 5-1. Puck drop for tonight's game at PNC is at 8 o'clock.
The Hollywood writers' strike is entering its fourth day. Why media experts say movie theaters may take the biggest hit if the strike drags on. And taking a look at what's happening weather-wise, we are trending drier for the weekend. Great news for all the events happening out there. We could still see an isolated shower or storm. I'll show you when coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:10. It's a beautiful start this morning. There are a few clouds that are hanging around out there, but sometimes that makes for an extra pretty sunrise. Just one or two of the whirly gigs spinning around here in Wilson for nice light winds. 45 in Wilson, 47 in Durham and in Fayetteville. So it is another chilly morning, and you may be more comfortable grabbing a jacket heading out the door. But this afternoon, we're continuing to see our warm up. Our temperatures climb into the mid 70s. If you're headed out the door for your morning run or bike ride, it feels pleasantly cool. If you're not getting out until the evening, at 7 o'clock, we're still seeing 70 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Great news for folks who have outdoor plans over the weekend. Our new runs of the computer models are even drier. Now, there still could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm. So we'll walk through future casts coming up in just a minute. Brian?
Elizabeth, 611 right now. Just check with Raleigh 911, and they still have at least one unit on the scene up at Capitol Boulevard at Durant Road from that overnight crash. We're not seeing any delays through there, but look out for some flashing lights. You may need to move over at least one lane to give them a little room to work to get that entire scene cleared. Let's take you over to Durham. Take a look at your major approaches in Durham right now. Not seeing any problems coming in from Raleigh on 40 westbound and 85 northbound out of Hillsboro. All clear from the I-40 split out to 147.
happening right now in the WREL Live Center. The suspect accused of killing 8 people in Serbia yesterday has been captured. He did flee after the murders. They say that they were looking for him overnight. They used about 600 members of special forces to capture him. He was identified as a 21-year-old named Juros B. The shooting happened last night. The attacker was in a vehicle with 2 other people and opened fire in a village. He then fled that scene, opening fire in 2 separate villages as well. Again, he has been captured this morning. This is the country's 2nd mass shooting in just 2 days. On Wednesday, a 13-year-old went into a school and killed 8 children as well as a security guard.
Michelle, thanks. The countdown is on for the coronation of King Charles III. This is a live look at Buckingham Palace in London. Hundreds of thousands of people around the world will witness the ceremony that's steeped in history. Our royal watcher, Ken Smith, following the story. And Ken, you talked with a local woman who has worked with King Charles over the years.
Yes, Sally Webb, like so many Brits living here in the Triangle, are just thrilled and excited and proud of this moment in history that's about to happen. Webb runs an event planning company with offices in the Triangle, and she maintains a home in the UK. Now, several years ago, she ran what was called a press ball, similar to what we call the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Well, the event was all about celebrating journalists from all across the UK. Then Prince Charles was a loyal patron of that event, which Webb even won an opportunity for an award, and she got an opportunity to work with then Prince Charles. Webb says King Charles is uniquely prepared for this new role.
I mean, he's been, you know, it's the longest apprenticeship probably in the history of the world. You know, there aren't that many people that have 70 years to train for their job.
Well, that party is already underway in London. People started lining up days ago. The ceremony will happen inside the historic Westminster Abbey. King Charles will sit in a chair commissioned for Edward I in the early 1900s. He will be anointed with holy oil from an ancient spoon. For the procession, the King and Queen consort will ride in a 260-year-old gilded carriage that dates back to the 10th century. The royal couple, as well as hundreds of British troops, have been rehearsing for this big day all week. And Renee, in talking with Sally Webb, she acknowledges that support for the monarchy is waning, but she herself still believes in the traditions and the pageantry of the monarchy.
And King Charles, we're still getting used to saying King Charles,
yes,
right? He's been waiting all his life for this moment. And he's talked about trying to modernize the monarchy. And so this ceremony will be shorter and will be a shorter procession, but no doubt it will be a grand affair.
Yeah, a new day in the UK.
Tomorrow morning, WRL will carry NBC's coronation coverage from 5 to 10. Our local news will air from 6 to 8 on Fox 50 and then after the special coverage on WRL. This morning, Savannah Guthrie will host a special edition of Today live from London. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 on WRL.
New this morning, the chief of the Air Force will become the next top U.S. general. A source close to the matter says President Joe Biden is expected to recommend General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. If the Senate approves, it would be the first time the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are both African-American. The announcement is expected to come sometime before July. Movie theaters will likely see the biggest impact if the Writers Guild of America strike isn't resolved soon. Moody's recently released analysis that says theaters rely on big-name films to bring in customers, adding that they also have low credit ratings and less financial flexibility compared to most studio and television networks. The strike is entering its 4th day with no negotiations scheduled. From festivals all around our area to a Tony Award-winning musical, this first weekend in May is packed with events.
Here's a look at some of them happening that could help you plan out your weekend. Let's start off talking about an exciting musical playing at the Durham Performing Arts Center this weekend. Moulin Rouge on stage through May 14th. It's a great Mother's Day gift idea. The show is based on the movie of the same name, and the show features 70 songs. There are some great mashups of popular songs in this. It is fun from the beginning to the end.
And a lot of festivals, as we said, this weekend, starting with the Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival. WRL is a proud community partner for this event. It's an annual event. It happens tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Front Street. There'll be two stages for entertainment, inflatables, country ham biscuits, of course, and sweet potatoes. You can even meet some of your favorite WRL journalists. We'll be out there. We have a booth right next to the kids area.
Apex is holding its 42nd annual Peak Fest tomorrow. It's happening from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. up and down Salem Street. You can enjoy live music, entertainment, and great food. And our weekend weather looking better and better for all those wonderful festivals. So get your good eating on.
Yeah, and all those festival setups that are going to be happening today. They'll have nice weather for that as well. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Thanks for that, Elizabeth. Yeah.
If I take credit for it, you know what that means. A beautiful start this morning. Just a few clouds out there making for a pretty sunrise. Looks gorgeous there in Goldsboro. It's pretty here in Apex. Some cloud cover right now, but we'll see a mix of sun and clouds today. We're starting cool, but it's likely to be a nice warm afternoon. Take a look at our Fayetteville newsroom, and here's, of course, a look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Here's what changed overall. We are trending drier for the weekend. This front is slowing down, so it's not likely to rush across the viewing area on Saturday, allowing rain to come along with it. Instead, it's going to hang back across parts of Tennessee. There's definitely rain with this system, but a lot of it is going to trend down to the south. That's the way things looked earlier in the week, and then the models got on track bringing a lot of rain in, and now they're starting to back off again. So we feel pretty confident the models are all in good agreement that most of that rain will stay down to the south, but not all of it. You can see where it is right now. It's a pretty good amount of rain up and down the Mississippi Valley with some thunderstorms down around Louisiana. But take a look at our model. This is the high-resolution model. We can take it all the way out to 2 o'clock on Sunday because it goes about 48 hours out. So Saturday at 6 a.m., we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Notice an isolated shower that does pop up during the afternoon. So I can't promise it'll be completely dry, but definitely looking drier than it did a couple of days ago with just a few isolated showers on Saturday. Sunday morning, we'll likely wake up to clear skies, and it may stay clear for the first half of the day, but then a disturbance starts to drop in on us, and that could bring a round of some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but definitely not looking like a washout kind of a day. As a matter of fact, overall, between Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at potentially less than a tenth of an inch, so not a whole lot of rain. Great news for the race for the cure. It is likely to be dry, especially as the race begins at around 9 o'clock, 62 degrees. Good temperatures are running, and we're a proud sponsor of the race for the cure. Could be an isolated shower later in the afternoon, but the race is over by then. We have spring commencement tomorrow for a number of universities. Central, 59 degrees at 8 a.m. NC State, 9 a.m. at 63 degrees. St. Augs also at 9 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, Methodist down in Fayetteville at 68 degrees. Looking at partly cloudy skies for the most part on Saturday morning. So congrats to all the grads. We get into next week, and it starts to feel a little more like summer. Temperatures are in the mid-80s Monday and Tuesday with a chance of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. Brian, I'm so glad that we're going to break the streak this weekend of rain.
We might break the streak. Let's hope so. It is now 6:19 as we check traffic this morning. They're still clearing this crash from the north side of Raleigh on Capitol Boulevard at Durant Road, just north of the 540 interchange. Still have some units out there, apparently, but we're not seeing any delays. Just a reminder about North Carolina's move over law. If you see those flashing lights, move over one lane or slow down considerably. Heading over to Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, everything looking pretty good. No crashes showing up right now on the map. And as we take a live look at I-40 at 55, that eastbound traffic looks good from 15501 all the way out to the Durham Freeway.
Thanks for that, Brian. You may have seen a strange-looking chain of lights in the night sky last night. The explanation, if you look closely right in the center of your screen, unexpected series of shining objects over North Carolina.
A dramatic moment caught on video. A baby stroller rolls out of control toward a busy street, and a Good Samaritan steps in and saves the day.
And your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Get this, just days before she's scheduled to perform here in Raleigh, Lizzo is under the weather. Yeah.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending this morning, Brian.
Yeah, she's canceled her show in Montreal last night, just hours before she was supposed to go on stage, and she posted this video to Instagram saying she was sick. She looks like she's not feeling well there. She has shows planned for Hartford and Baltimore before she is scheduled to perform at PNC Arena in Raleigh Wednesday night.
Yeah, on that post, she said she has a 102-degree fever, sore throat, chills, feeling weak. And look, she felt so bad for canceling the show, but she says this is the only second time in her career that she's had to cancel because of how she feels. She thinks she has the flu, but she can't perform.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Oh, hope she feels better soon.
Yeah.
The new Guardians of the Galaxy movie is out, and director James Gunn says it was fitting that the movie opened on May 4th because he said it was his goal to make people feel the way that Star Wars made him feel when he was a kid. This is set to be Gunn's last film in the Marvel franchise. No spoilers here, but the new film does leave the door open for more Guardians movies down the line.
Oh, I know a lot of folks will hope so. It'll just be a different director because Gunn's last show is this one. But also, it's a big opening weekend for it. Expected to rake in $120 million or so, which would unseat Super Mario Brothers from the top spot this weekend, if that holds true, Brian.
Well then.
Brian, thank you. Well, this is video you have to see to believe. A gust of wind in California sends a baby stroller rolling out of control toward traffic. A woman tries desperately to catch it, but falls twice. Thankfully, that person runs right into the at the right time toward the stroller, stopping it. And the hero rolls the baby back to the woman and then gives her a hug.
Mm.
Oh, scary, scary moments.
What a good man for saving that baby. This morning, we're getting a look at some of the favorites headed into tomorrow's running of the Kentucky Derby. NBC sports analysts say Forte is by far the most accomplished horse in this race. Forte has been the Derby favorite for about the past 6 months. We're also watching Tap It Trice. He is said to be second favorite choice. You can watch all the action from the 149th Derby right here on WREL tomorrow. Coverage begins at noon. You know they'll have it all day. The race is at 6:57.
Several schools in our area have extra security today. You're looking live at Wake Forest High School. Naya Harden will join us after the break with what's prompting these increased safety measures. And at the bus stop this morning, the kids will probably be more comfortable in a jacket at least one more morning. Temperatures will be mainly in the 40s as they're headed out to the bus stop. If you have weekend plans, I have some new details to tell you about a little drier forecast coming up. And London is getting ready for King Charles III's coronation. You're looking live at Buckingham Palace. We'll look at some of the plans in place for this historic celebration.